Hi, my name is Chapter Do, and I'm from Myanmar, and I came here as a refugee. Now I'm in college, study computer science.
Do returned to Burma last Christmas after being away from his parents for nearly 15 years. He said it was a bittersweet reunion.
I think they were so happy, and at the same time, they were sad because it's been like too long, yeah, forever. I couldn't even explain my feeling at all. I was like happy or I don't know, at the same time, I feel like too much.
Since Do's return to Burma, the violent civil unrest has mostly died out, and the country is experiencing the beginnings of rebirth and peace. But Burma still has prevalent scars, including Do's childhood home, which was burned down.
No, it's not exist anymore.
Because it was burned.
The place is there.
Yeah.
And I took like a couple picture of the tree when they tried to kill my dad. But it was like bad memory like coming back. And when I got back here, it's like I got a bad dream for like a week. It's like bad.
Do says his dad is the lone survivor of his brothers and sisters. The rest were killed by Burmese soldiers because they were ethnically Karen.
They all like killed by Burmese soldiers one by one. My dad almost killed by Burmese soldiers too. It was pretty sad, and my father, like, siblings, they have to go through, like, kill or, like, beat up really bad till before they kill them. Because, like, most of my dad, brothers, especially brothers, they were, like, Korean soldiers. They got, like, killed and beat up really bad, and it was too sad for that.
To check out the full interview or to learn more about Chapter Do, visit upr.org. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.